You're listening to Diana's Monster, the story of Diana Edith Harris and the events succeeding July 23rd, 2016. These include the disappearance of Martin Cruz and the deaths of Joel and Marlene Harris. My name is Martin Cruz, and together with my friend Xander, we're tracking the movement of Diana's Monster. We'll be telling the story as it happens, so if you haven't already, go back and start at the beginning.
I'm looking for Martin Cruz. He's missing.
That's unfortunate.
I was wondering if you've spoken to him recently.
Spoken to? No. He did, however, send me an email. If Martin is missing, did you ever think that maybe he doesn't want to be found?
Marty? Marty, are you okay?
Hair in the pants, so in the pool. Mother turtled. Father ram. Hair in the pants. There's... Six. It's not over.
What's not over? Marty, what are you talking about?
Its name is Seuss. Diana's Monster. It has a name.
You and he talked about doorways, right?
Yes, but it's a little more complicated than that. Consider this. Any negative energy, feelings of hatred and lust and anger, resultant from an open door might once dissipate if the door were closed.
Why would the door have closed?
I don't know. I don't know what opened it in the first place.
Greetings from Parla, New Mexico, the world's most magical place. What is this?
The pink. Seuss. Diana's Monster. I found her.
You're saying you found the pig in Parlor?
Parlor. We have to go to Parlor.
Okay, we can go.
Xander and I have traveled to the town of Parlor, New Mexico, where I believe the monster will appear next. Together with Dr. Odell, I have come up with a Together with Dr. Odell, I have come up with a theory that I believe...
Sorry, Xander, I can't. What do you need me to do?
What happened?
I can't explain it. It was like, 1 minute I was here, then I wasn't, you know? I just stopped.
You're not making sense. Stopped what?
Being.
I don't understand it.
Neither do I. It was just done.
Marty, where did you go?
Go? Where did I go?
You were missing for almost 6 months.
What? No. Go. No, go. Where did I? I was there. I was there. But I wasn't here anymore.
Where is there?
Not here. There is not here.
Okay, Dr. Seuss, you need to relax.
When I was there, I was not here, and now I'm here, and I'm not there. I was... where? Where are we?
Parlor. New Mexico. You insisted we come. Please don't make me regret bringing you here.
Odell. Dr. Odell knows.
What does Dr. Odell know, Marty?
Seuss.
Diana's Monster.
Seuss. Her name is Seuss.
I'm sorry, Doctor, but you told me Marty had been emailing you?
One. I said he emailed me, not that it was on more than one occasion.
Can you give me more insight into what you two were talking about?
Yes, although I'm not sure more your insight is what you need.
What do you mean?
I believe that your friend Michael believes that he saw something, an animal god named Seuss, in the woods surrounding Salamander Lake. I believe your friend witnessed...
Or believes he did.
A being that traversed a sort of wormhole.
The so-called doorway?
Yes. Whether he witnessed the Evanston monster, or god, or what have you, is not what's up for debate.
Then what is?
You asked me a question.
Just one?
You asked me why a doorway would close. Do you remember?
Yes.
I might be nearing an answer. But the question isn't why did it close, but rather why was it open?
And how did it open?
And who opened it?
You think someone opened a doorway to another dimension? That someone let the monster in? And why would anyone want to let a monster or a god or what the fuck ever in?
That, dear boy, is a good question. I don't have the answer, but I believe it may lay in Parlor.
Why Parlor? The city of Parlor, New Mexico, was once thought to be one of the most magical places on Earth. Parlor lays in Bovine County. Bovine County sits nestled between the four corners formed by Sandoval, McKinley, Bernadillo, and Cibola County. Created in 1949, alongside Los Alamos, Bovine is tied for New Mexico's second youngest county, behind Cibola. Like Valencia County, Bovine lost a huge percentage of its territory upon the creation of Cibola. I have doubts about my decision to bring Marty here. Tell me about Parlor.
What do you want to know?
This is Leslie, a librarian. My first stop in any new place is the local library. My second, a salon. New city, new look, but back to Leslie. Leslie is 28 with reddish hair and coffee-colored eyes. His cheeks are peppered with freckles. Leslie wears non-prescribed glasses and a bolo tie.
Are you up for a history lesson?
I mean, I guess, if I have to.
Great. In 1846, Spanish settlers, Mexico, and the United States all held claim to the Pueblo lands of future New Mexico. During the Mexican-American War, General Stephen W. Kearny marched along the Santa Fe Trail and into Santa Fe unopposed. His aim was to establish a government which was overseen by civilians and military alike. The men of Kearny's force consisted of the Mormon Battalion and Cavalry of the 1st Dragoons, among many others. Kearny divided his forces into four separate commands. Of these, he himself would lead one onward to establish a route to California. After an encounter with frontiersman Kit Carson, who bore a message that California had already been subdued, Kearny sent most of his dragoons back to New Mexico. Some of these men would abandon their command along the way. Two of these men, brothers by the name of Jefferson and Harris Cook, would establish the city of Parlor in the hopes that the name would attract men and women of higher social standing. The previous establishment of Kearny Code, which protected and governed new U.S. territories while respecting religious and legal claims, was seen by the brothers to be too restrictive. As they saw it, the code violated the very idea of manifest destiny.
They weren't happy about it?
The Cook brothers did not hesitate to make their thoughts known where the natives were concerned. They found the very presence of these savage men and their ways to be against God. The Cooks were more than happy to preach and share with the natives their more civilized practices. Their offers and teachings, however, were rebuffed. Many of the inhabitants of Parlor believed that the natives could coexist among them as long as they lived peacefully and did not dispute the claim of the land. The Cooks, unfortunately, did not believe in this coexistence. Theirs was the rightful path to God. They were missionaries spreading God's love, and the refusal of the natives to accept Christ into their hearts and minds was a grievous offense. The Cooks launched a campaign to besmirch the natives and their ways. They planted stories in the local papers which told of ritual sacrifice and the kidnap and torture of Christian women. They were fearmongers throwing a tantrum.
Did it work?
You tell me. Are you in a goddamn teepee?
No.
Goddamn savages, I tell you.
Like any small town, Parlor has no shortage of racists. It doesn't take me long to encounter this one.
Them Cook brothers, they had it right. There's no place for uncivilized savages. Tell you what.
I meet him as I stop to read a plaque.
Trump's too concerned about them goddamn spics. Needs to be focused on the filth that thinks being here first means being right.
The monument stands alongside Cook Boulevard. It's a bronze compass, set into a 4-foot stone pillar. The compass is rusted in places. The accompanying plaque reads, "On this spot, in 1842, Jefferson Cook erected the first flag of the city of Parlor." I close my eyes and imagine the moment.
Good men, them Cooks. Makes me damn proud. They knew it was what. Stood up to them stupid red pussies who wanted to make nice and sing Kumbaya. When you want something, you gotta fight for it. If you're right, sometimes you just gotta shout the loudest.
But were they right?
Oh, they were awful people. They use their influence first, and then their fist. It's pure bravado, masculine, machismo bullshit.
So you don't agree with the Cooks?
They made up stories, and when that wasn't enough, they made up a tribe.
They made up a tribe?
Mm-hmm. Fake Indians.
Is that accurate?
I dated a guy who said his family was part Native American, and it turns out they were believers in the Cook tribe. Real weirdos. Can't have pets or something.
Why not?
Because their gods are like animals or something.
Animal gods?
Mm-hmm.
Like many false religions, the tribe of Sus took on a life of its own. Some believe that the Cooks had wrongfully taken the land from the tribesmen. These men and women believe that they are the descendants of the lost tribe. They fight to restore the balance of power, raise an army of animal spirits, and take back the lands belonging to the tribe. They spend their lifetime reading and attempting the practice of forbidden magic. They even fought for federal recognition, but there was never any proof, nothing concrete, that the tribe had ever existed, for it never had.
So the Cooks made up a religion to scare their own citizens and create tensions with the Native Americans?
Crazy, right?
I thank Leslie the librarian for his time. Then I sign in and borrow one of the computers from a small bay. There isn't much information on the Cook brothers or their made-up tribe.
That's because they're lying, murdering sons of bitches. Them Cook boys exposed those red nigger bastards for the sick perverts they were.
I couldn't find proof anywhere about the Cooks or the tribe.
I imagine they did their best to keep what they did quiet.
Where did you first hear about the Cooks?
My grandma was like them, all the other small-minded people here. She used to warn me to stay away from the reservations or parts of the town that are largely Indian. It wasn't until I became friends with an Apache girl in my algebra class, sophomore year, that I got to hear their side of things. And do you want to know what she told me?
Yes.
The tribe the Cooks told stories about. The one they supposedly encountered, the raping, pillaging, murdering kind. It never existed. The Native Americans wanted peace. They were afraid of the Cooks.
Makes sense.
The Cooks and their lot were the ones who were murderers and rapists. They were the ones taking what wasn't theirs.
So do you agree with the people who claim the city is rightfully theirs?
I believe their hearts are in the right place, but this land is no more rightfully theirs than the Cooks.
So what do you think should be done?
I never thought about that. It doesn't seem like a possibility.
Land. What it comes down to is land. The people of Parler are split two ways. There are those who believe that the Native Americans should step aside, should assimilate, should submit. On the opposing side, there are those who believe that the Cooks were never entitled to the land, that the city of Parler was founded on ill-gotten gains. It's a difficult debate that calls into question the founding of the city, and possibly the nation. But we're not here to debate. While the story of the Cook brothers is a fascinating one, I need to focus on our purpose here. Whatever happened to Marty in those woods, wherever he went, it's led us here, to the city of Parler, New Mexico, with its manipulative founders and its racist people. You said the pig was here, Marty. Why did you say that?
Sus. Her name is Sus.
I don't care, Marty. I brought you here. You asked me. You asked me to bring you here. I think you should tell me why. You owe it to me.
The hare and the mare and the sow and the bull.
Mother Turtle and Father Ram. God damn it, Marty.
I should be focusing on Marty and helping him get better. The problem I'm having is that I don't know, for the life of me, what exactly is wrong with him.
Nightmare, Marty. You had a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. I'm right here.
Where are we?
Through the darkness of the hotel room, across the gap between our two rented mattresses, I can almost make out Marty's blank expression. If I squint, I can see the wrinkles formed by his furrowed brow. I can sense his confusion. He's worried. I admit, I'm worried too. I don't recognize this man. He feels unfamiliar. Lost. And it hits me. Marty is lost. Wherever he went, he didn't come back whole. A part of him still lays there.
We're in Parler, New Mexico. It actually, it reminds me a little of home.
I like Devonston.
So did I.
I think
I'll like it here too.
Next time on Diana's Monster.